Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 22nd, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Tolerance. Honesty with ourselves and others gets us sober, but it is tolerance that keeps us that way. In other words, once an alcoholic fully realizes that he can't get well alone, he will somehow find a way to get well and stay well in the company of others. It has been that way from the beginning of AA and probably always will be so, as Bill sees it, page 312. Thought to consider. Together, we can do what we could never do alone. Acronyms. Time. Things I must earn. Just for today. Nameless. From the Three Legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. Tradition 11 represents more than a sound public relations policy. It is more than a denial of self-seeking. Tradition 11 is certainly a constant reminder that personal ambition has no place in AA. But it also implies that each member ought to become an active guardian of our fellowship and its relation with the general public. As we have seen, anonymity is the protective mantle that covers our whole society. But it is more than protection. It has another dimension, a spiritual significance. And this leads to Tradition 12, which reads, "Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities." In my belief, the entire future of our fellowship hangs upon this vital principle. If we continue to be filled with the spirit and practice of anonymity, no shoal or reef can wreck us. If we forget this principle, the lid to Pandora's box will be off and the spirits of money, power, and prestige will be loosed among us. Alcoholics Anonymous comes of age, page 131. Daily reflections. No more struggle. As we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 84. When AA found me, I thought I was in for a struggle and that AA might provide the strength I needed to beat alcohol. Victorious in that fight, who knows what other battles I could win. I would need to be strong, though. All my previous experience with life proved that. Today, I do not have to struggle or exert my will. If I take those 12 steps and let my higher power do the real work, my alcohol problem disappears all by itself. My living problems also cease to be struggles. I just have to ask whether acceptance or change is required. It is not my will, but his that needs doing. As Bill sees it, selfish? I can see why you are disturbed to hear some AA speakers say, AA is a selfish program. The word selfish ordinarily implies that one is acquisitive, demanding, and thoughtless of the welfare of others. Of course, the AA way of life does not at all imply such undesirable traits. What do these speakers mean? Well, any theologian will tell you that the salvation of his own soul is the highest vocation that a man can have. Without salvation, however, we may define this: he will have little or nothing. For us of AA, there is even more urgency. If we cannot or will not achieve sobriety, then we become truly lost, right in the here and now. We are of no value to anyone, including ourselves, until we find salvation from alcohol. Therefore, our own recovery and spiritual growth have to come first. A right and necessary kind of self-concern. Big Book quote. If we were to live, we had to be free of anger. The grouch and the brainstorm were not for us. They may be the dubious luxury of normal men, but for alcoholics, these things are poison. Alcoholics Anonymous, How It Works, page 66. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. We're all looking for the power to overcome drinking. When we alcoholics come into AA, our first question is, how do I get the strength to quit? At first, it seems to us that we will never get the necessary strength. We see older members who have found the power we are looking for, but we don't know the process by which they got it. This necessary strength comes in many ways. Have I found all the strength I need? Meditation for the day. You cannot have a spiritual need that God cannot supply. Your fundamental need is a spiritual need, the need for power to live the good life. The best spiritual supply is received by you when you want it to pass on to other people. You get it largely by giving it away. God gives you strength as you pass it on to another person. That strength means increased health. Increased health means more good work. And more good work means more people helped. And so it goes on. A constant supply to meet all spiritual needs. Prayer for the day. I pray that my every spiritual need will be supplied by God. I pray that I may use the power I receive to help others. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. My name is Kurt, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.